Good morning, happy Wednesday. Come on and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. Hoo-child. Let me tell you something. First, let me turn this bad boy down because I really need to talk to y'all. If you're over the age of 30, to say you don't know what's going on in politics, you don't want to know what's going on in politics, it's not a flex that I think you might think it is. To be ignorant and willfully ignorant to what is happening in our country is something that is truly inexcusable at this point. You two are also part of the problem. My opinion. Well, let's shift gears because it has been a lot. So, folks, let me tell you, for the past couple of days, I've been sharing about the back pain that I've been experiencing and one of the causes of that. And I'm thankful that I was able to get good quality health care here in the country that I'm in. Let me tell you the process. Okay. I'm an immigrant. Just have my U.S. passport, Googled urgent care, found one, went there. It don't look like a traditional urgent care where a bunch of people just there sick and coughing and all of that. It actually looked like a really bougie law office, actually. It looked very, very nice. So in order to receive service, I had to pay for a doctor consult fee, which they don't have a card machine, it's cash. So I'm thankful, by the grace of God, that my partner was like, I'll go get it. And she went to the ATM machine, which was down the block, grabbed the money, and came back. While that was happening, the doctor did a checkup on me. Dr. Maria was very, very nice. I was telling her what was happening, what was going on. She was telling me that it's pretty common, and it's pretty common for digital nomad. So let me tell you what this is. So for those folks that work from home and you don't spend time to get up and move around, it impacts your back over time. And that's what was happening. I was spending long hours on the album, long hours launching websites for the past couple of weeks. I will say that I've spent my time behind the computer so much so in chairs that are not office chairs at a desk that is literally a dining room table. So I'm hunched over. I'm sitting in this chair that doesn't have full back support for hours. And of course, over time, my muscles lock up and my back is like, hey, hey, hey. So I was thankful that Dr. Maria knew exactly what I was experiencing and also provide me the medications that have instantly helped me. Again, I went to urgent care yesterday and I feel so much better. So I am just sending this reminder to the folks that work from home, to the folks that want to become digital nomads, to move your body. Please move your body. This is a reminder. And I had to hold myself accountable for being so locked behind my computer and now having to make adjustments to that because no bueno. Just seeing the doctor going in and out, getting the 3 prescriptions, significantly less than what I would have paid in the States with insurance. Hell, just even the wait alone in urgent care in Tallahassee would have been like an hour and a half. So when I tell you, I'm just so grateful to God, you know, for the abundance to be able to even experience that, you know. I had fear of going to urgent care, of just not knowing. And I'm thankful that I did and thankful that I'm getting the support and the medication that is helping me. And I just thank God for it. So move your body. Okay. Again, being very vulnerable, sharing my story because this is helping others, but also documenting my journey too. Okay. Speaking of documenting the journey, how should I start this? I had some really interesting revelations and I now realize the power of triangulation. And that's what has been happening. Triangulation. which has been very, very interesting. I'm going to have to finish this power walk when I go around the building, but I want to just note that folks are wild. Okay, so this is take 3 of recording this power walk episode. The first part, I was actually in the gym working out, and then someone walked in, and then I stopped recording because they were on the phone, didn't want to edit all of that. But I was talking about triangulation. I'm going to talk about that briefly, and then I'm going to tell you breaking news information that I just got tagged into that I want to talk about, because that's important too. Okay, so let me tell you about triangulation and how you need to be mindful of it, okay? Triangulation is defined when you involve someone else into your direct conflict with someone, okay? So you are involving someone else in a direct conflict that you have. Okay. So let me give you an example. I shared something on social media. The person who has direct conflict goes to another person to say, oh, and also, did you know that Bianca said this, 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 and this? So now this third party comes into the mix with just a narrative. No real receipts as to what was said, don't have any context, nothing. But because the person who has conflict goes to the other person to involve them in said conflict. Triangulation. You also might experience that in your family where somebody don't like somebody and then they involve someone else to get sympathy or to be like, look what such and such is doing. So I want to just uplift triangulation. Stop it. Stop involving other people in your mess. Okay? Deal with your mess directly. Don't go to somebody else who ain't involved in something and get them involved in something and then not give them complete information. Well, stop that. Y'all too grown to be doing stuff like that. Now, this is what I was tagged in. So I was tagged in a post where there were conversations about the behavior at Beth Shields Middle School. A person went and posted videos of how children are being bullied. And the question is, what would you do if it is your child? And the comments were pretty sad to see as well. But the fact that there are children all over, mind you, this is not just a Hillsborough County thing. This is all over, where children are being bullied. The behaviors are out of control. I want to share with y'all what's happening at the school. So here's the video from the content creator that's talking about the children being bullied at this middle school.
White students are being violently bullied at Beth Shields Middle School in Ruskin, Florida, and the school's doing nothing to stop it.
I want to fucking kiss myself.
A special needs boy was filmed being mocked, pinched, and forced to clean another student's shoes. Another girl was beaten on the school bus, and the driver just kept going like nothing happened.
All that matters is the school's not doing nothing about these kids bullying kids, and it's ridiculous.
Parents are demanding action, but the school keeps saying kids will be kids. Even police said, we didn't see a crime. These kids are scared, humiliated, and told to get over it. This isn't one bad day. It's a pattern of neglect and silence. If this makes you angry, share it and expose it. Don't let schools get away with this.
Yo, I don't know what it's going to take to fix it, but I'm telling you that the behavior is progressively getting worse. Parents and caregivers, the time is now. We have to do something. We have to take our kids back, because this is something that is continuing to happen on our school campuses. And now is not the time to say this is why we need to pull our kids out of public school, because best believe it's happening in charter and private schools, too. In fact, in some of these school networks, the issues are even more egregious. So let's start with the narrative and the attack on public schools, because it's not just public schools. It's actually all different institutions that have children. So I'm going to uplift and say to you that there's a lot that's going on, and just how the children getting other people involved in situations and do the triangulation, y'all adults are doing it too. And y'all know better. We need to educate our children so that they can do better. But y'all adults, cut it out. Stop playing. Our children deserve better. And they are replicating the behaviors that they see. This concludes the power walk. Start with a triangulation. And we need to have conversations with our children about bullying. And also in this classroom, so where was the adult in this particular classroom? Because the kids rolling around and fighting each other in the classroom, where was the adult?